It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top news stories. Next Tuesday, Election Day. What are some of the races you'll be watching, Jack?
Well, I think the big one for everybody is the race for mayor of Detroit, where Mike Duggan, who won the primary on a write-in, is presumed to have a large lead over Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. But scattered around the state, there are a lot of there's some millage issues, some bond issues, and some other council and mayor races. And, of course, Detroit is having a new-style city council, which is going to be electing them by districts. And, of course, the people who take office, who are elected in November, who take office in January, it'll be many months before they actually take power. So this is an unusual and brand-new kind of election.
Yeah. Well, Governor Snyder and Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr testified in Detroit's Chapter 9 bankruptcy hearing this week. Did you hear anything you weren't expecting to hear, Jack?
I think the thing that struck most people is that the governor said he would have been able to sort of take pensions off the table to protect pensions, and he really didn't want to do that. He really didn't want to do anything. Otherwise, there were attempts made, of course, to show that bankruptcy was planned all along. He stoutly denied that. In some cases, he invoked attorney-client privilege. It was sort of hard to believe that when Kevin Orr was appointed, people didn't think bankruptcy was a strong possibility. But in any event, I don't think there were really any smoking guns, but I'll bet that the Democrats use in next year's election the governor's unwilling to protect people's pensions.
Republican Senator Tom Coburn says Michigan's Isle Royale National Park in Lake Superior and Keweenaw National Historical Park in the UP are examples of wasteful spending and not worthy of preservation. How's that going over in Michigan, Jack?
Well, I think you have to remember that Tom Coburn is from Oklahoma, where they don't have any water, so maybe they're jealous. I think that it probably goes over like a lead balloon. These parks are maybe not visited by millions of people, but they are certainly part of Michigan's jewels, and I don't think anyone wants to get rid of them. Although, a little interesting historical footnote, when the national park system was established, the first national park in Michigan was Mackinac Island, which the state gave to the federal government, and the federal government, after a brief time, looked at it and said it's too small and gave it back. So, you never know.
Well, it's so nice to have our own Cliff Clavin aboard. Thanks, Jack.
Take care and have a good weekend.